2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 21. Day 4. Morning Nourishment. Colossians 2:2. That their hearts may be comforted, they being knit together in love and unto all the riches of the full assurance of understanding, unto the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Ephesians 3:4. By which, in reading it, you can perceive my understanding in the mystery of Christ. The mystery of the universe is God. The mystery of God, the New Testament reveals, is Christ. The mystery of Christ is the Church. Actually, these are simply three stages of one mystery. God is to be found in Christ, and Christ is to be found in the Church. The Church, then, is the mystery of Christ, who in turn is the mystery of God, who himself is the mystery of the universe. The mystery of God in Colossians 2:2 is Christ, whereas the mystery of Christ in Ephesians 3:4 is the Church. God is a mystery, and Christ, as the embodiment of God to express him, is the mystery of God. Christ is also a mystery, and the Church, as the body of Christ to express him, is the mystery of Christ. Today's reading. When we consider Ephesians 3:4 in context, we see that the mystery of Christ is the Church. God is a mystery, Christ is the mystery of God, and the Church is the mystery of Christ. Hence, the Church is actually a mystery within a mystery. The first stage is God Himself as the mystery of the universe, the second stage is Christ as the mystery of God, and the third stage is the Church as the mystery of Christ. In God's economy, there are mainly two mysteries. The first mystery, revealed in the book of Colossians, is Christ as the mystery of God. In 2:2 Paul speaks of the full knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ. Christ is God's mystery. In himself God is a mystery. He is real, living, and almighty, however, he is invisible. Because no one has ever seen God, he is a mystery. This mysterious God is embodied in Christ. Hence, Christ is the mystery of God. Christ is not only God, but he is God embodied, God defined, God explained, and God expressed. Therefore, Christ is God made visible. The Lord Jesus said, "He who has seen me has seen the Father." The first mystery in God's economy is Christ, God expressed, as the mystery of God. The second mystery, revealed in the book of Ephesians and explained in it, especially in chapter 3, is the mystery of Christ. Christ also is a mystery. In Ephesians 3:4 Paul uses the expression the mystery of Christ. Furthermore, Colossians 1:27 says, "To whom God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." As believers, we have Christ dwelling in us. But this Christ whom we have is a mystery. Although Christ lives in us, worldly people do not realize that he is in us. To them, this is a mystery. But although Christ is mysterious, the Church is the manifestation of Christ. As the body of Christ, the Church is the expression of Christ. When we see the Church, we see Christ. When we come into the Church, we come into Christ. When we contact the Church, we contact Christ. The Church is truly the mystery of Christ. As a mystery, the Church is in the triune God, in the Father, in the Son, and in the Spirit. With the believers there is an amount of mystery, but not as much as with the Church. The divine mystery is much more with the church corporately than with the believers individually. The church is a corporate unit produced out of Christ, who is the mystery of God. This all-inclusive Christ is the mystery of the mysterious God, and such a Christ as the mystery of God produces a unit which is the church. By this we can realize that the church is the continuation of the mystery which is Christ. Mystery surely produces mystery. Christ, who is the mystery of God, brings forth the church, the mystery of Christ. This is the end of today's morning revival.